Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Chips and I wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't believe it.
Say what that was to do. I do not have any hope right now that Chuck Schumer is gonna do the right thing. I think it's too late. I think he's lost in that cause because he knows that if he folds to the Marxist left, remember, Marxism is all the rage in New York City right now. You're watching the mayor's race, right? He knows he's going to get a challenge from AOC or one of the other Mamdani disciples in his race, and he will lose. He's not very popular right now, obviously, because of the way he does all this. So he knows that if he folds right now, he's going to take it on the chin. So our objective right now is to plead with some common sense Democrats who care about the country more than themselves and do the right thing, pass the nonpartisan CR so we can get the lights back on, get Congress working for the people again, and sort through all the rest of these complicated issues for the rest of the year.
That's Speaker Johnson on Squawk Box on CNBC, pleading with Chuck Schumer to open the government up, saying he is not going to fold. And I guess that's where we are. I think some action has taken place in the Senate today. Let's get to Chad Pergram, the senior congressional correspondent for Fox News. Follow him for certain on X at Chad Pergram for the latest on the government shutdown. Chad, welcome back. Thanks for the time today.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Give us the latest on what took place today. We understand that there are some votes that were attempted, not much success.
Yeah, this was a vote, a bill by Ron Johnson, the Republican senator from Wisconsin, and Todd Young, Republican of Indiana, to pay federal workers or exempted workers, as they put it. In other words, if you're somebody on the job in the federal government and you're required to work but not getting paid, they're going to pay you. Well, that vote was 54-45, but it was a test vote a couple of steps away from actually passing, and it needed 60 yeas. It did not get through that first procedural hurdle. I should note that John Thune, the Republican from South Dakota, who's the majority leader, he changed his vote. He's for it, but he changed his vote so that he could be on the prevailing side to recall something. You can call for a re-vote if you're on the winning side, in this case, the no's. So he's going to recall this at some point. But this vote, if I can fillet it for a minute here, was rather interesting because it wasn't similar to some of the other votes we've had related to the government shutdown, where they've had these 12 test votes over the past 3 weeks and change now, and they've all failed in the Senate. Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, he had previously voted no on these funding bills, the procedural votes here. He voted yesterday. Then you had John Fetterman, who is one of the three Democrats or senators who caucus with the Democrats who've been voting yes. He voted yes. And then you had two different Georgia Democrats, two others who voted yes. You had John Ossoff, who faces a competitive reelection bid next year, and Raphael Warnock. Then you had Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada and the independent Angus King of Maine, who caucuses with the Democrats. Both of them had been teaming up with Fetterman voting in favor of breaking the filibuster on these other test votes just to fund the government, to sync up with the House of Representatives, and they voted no. So, again, kind of hopscotching around, this was all over the map, a little bit different from any other vote. But the bottom line is that the government is still closed. And even, Annie, if they were to get an agreement right now and try to move all this through quickly, it would probably take at a minimum 4 to 6 days to move all that. So there's no agreement now. So what this means is we're probably here at a minimum till about this time next week before you see anything, unless there's a crisis. Now, if there's a crisis, terrorism, war, something major, people get religion real fast and they come back to Washington and they say, OK, we have to deal with this. But until they get that, and both sides kind of feel that they are prevailing. I talked yesterday to Mike Simpson, a Republican from Idaho, who said that he heard on his teletown hall, people are like, don't you let these hostage takers win, meaning that he was saying that about the Democrats. And then Richard Blumenthal, Democratic senator from Connecticut, said that people in Connecticut, almost to a person, were saying, don't back down. We want you guys to work something out on health care. So, you know, when both sides are getting that message, ne'er the twain shall meet.
No. Senior congressional correspondent for Fox News, Chad Pergram, speaking with us on the latest regarding the government shutdown. I was speaking earlier this week with local Congressman Mike Bost, and he was talking about how what the House passed, my recollection is that it goes through November 21st. So every day that passes for the Senate to pass what the House has already passed, it's not like it's a 12-week CR. There's a finite amount of time that CR itself would even be able to be put in play.
And you're right back in that problem. Yeah, you know, here in 3 or 4 weeks. And this is where some, you know, Republicans and Democrats have said, this isn't working. You know, it was one thing to do this maybe the first few days, the first week or two of the government shutdown. But now we're toward the latter part of October and, you know, less than a month from when that would expire. And you can blame the Democrats all you want if you're the Republicans, but operationally, you know, they have to come up with another plan. Mike Johnson has resisted that so far. There were so many members on the Republican side who they just thought that the Democrats were going to fold immediately. You know, they thought it'd be 4 or 5 days. And, you know, I had a conversation with a senior Democrat a couple of days ago who said, you know, they underestimated our resolve. Now, we can, you know, argue whether or not that's the appropriate thing to do on either side of the aisle. But this is a big, fat staring contest. This is the biggest game of chicken you've ever seen. And until somebody starts to think that they are paying a price, this
here
is probably going to remain right there. Absolutely. I mean, you know, people keep talking about maybe November 1st. Well, that's when WIC and SNAP benefits, you know, start to run out. This is where Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, was here with Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House today, and talking about how, you know, air traffic controllers are mad and angry and they have to work 6 days a week right now. They're not getting paid. He said, you know, if you have a delayed or canceled flight, blame Democrats because they're not opening the government, because eventually, you know, you might see serious stresses, especially as we get closer to Thanksgiving and Christmas in the travel operations of the country.
Chad Pergram with us. Last question before we let you go. Can you articulate for us the minimum expectation that Democrats would need Republicans to meet in order to cave?
Well, yes. They want a renewal of these subsidies. Now, people have been open. And again, you have to, this is why you have to have a negotiation. And so long as there is no negotiation and nobody is trading paper, nobody can say, yeah, I can kind of live with that, or I think I can pass that in my body, or so on and so forth. That's the problem. Generally, they can say, okay, we want a renewal of these subsidies. Now, Republicans and some Democrats have said, okay, maybe we do it with a time frame where sunsets again, or we peel it back a little bit because there were people who, as John Thune, the Republican leader in the Senate, has said they were getting some people had policies and didn't even realize it. And there was fraud in some cases, maybe not on behalf of individuals, but on behalf of you know, companies and things with this. So, yeah, I mean, but until you get to that negotiation, and that's what's so interesting, there's only one way this ends, Annie. The president of the United States has to get involved, and he's not. He's going to Asia next week. He's been to the Middle East. And not to undercut the importance of any of those things, but when I have been through government shutdowns before, the president, be it Bill Clinton or Barack Obama, and even to some degree Donald Trump back in 2018 and 2019, who talked about, oh, I'm here alone by myself here at the White House when the government was shut down. That was pretty much, I think, the tweet that was sent out. That has taken up every bit of news oxygen. And that's not what is happening right now. The president is doing other things. And I was told by someone who gets this pretty well, who said that the president knows that if he does get involved in this right now, that it just looks bad for him. You know, so he's trying to, you know, focus on all these other things, be it meeting with the LSU athletic teams, going overseas, even the, you know, questions of demolition of the White House. You know, anything that's not about the shutdown, the interpretation was that works in favor of the president.
Well, Chad Pergram speaking with us right now. We look forward to having you back. It's definitely going to continue to be a story, and we look forward to a resolution and are not holding our breath. I hope you are not.
Indeed. No, not right now.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Chad Pergram, the senior congressional correspondent for Fox News. The wealth of information that man has in his head, the experience that he has, you know, he's talking about having done what he's doing there since the Clinton administration. You want to, like, I bet he hasn't experienced the limit to his congressional knowledge. I wonder what things he knows nothing about, like in life. For instance, I know nothing about wildlife. My kids will come up and I've said this before. My kids will say, "Mommy, what kind of bird is that?" And I'm like, it's a yellow bird. What is it called? And I'm like, Sally. And then I'm like, go talk to your dad. And then he'll give you like the genus of that stupid bird. I don't know anything about that, but I know a lot about politics, but it can't even begin to compare to what Chad Pergram must have stored in the files and the archives of his mind.
Kind of a fun challenge to just hang out with him and not tell him you were doing it, but just sort of bring up different topics, walk past a garden, say, "Chad Pergram, what exactly is that?" And just hear him go, "Oh, that's a hydrangea." It was...
You think it's botany?
Not native to this area.
Yes.
You know?
I don't know. I always appreciate his insight. And also, not just this is what's going on right now, but the archive of information, the precedent that exists. Chad Pergram knows it, and we're always thankful that he gives us some time. The YouTube poll, do political endorsements...
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Endorsements persuade you to vote for a particular candidate. Yes, significantly. Yes, somewhat. Not usually or never. We want to talk about that when we come back. And then in the 2 o'clock hour, we have postponed Wiggins America for a longer discussion to take place in the 2 o'clock hour. 10 do's and don'ts of how to be a sports parent. Yikes. Stick with us in the 2 o'clock hour. We'll discuss that. Tonight is the birthday party at Lit Cigar Lounge. The time frame for people to come out. You are welcome to come out and participate. The details, Ryan, real quick.
5 o'clock is when you can start showing up, all the way till 7:30. So anytime within there. If you've RSVP'd, 971talk.com/events.
All right. We'd love to see you. Stick around. We'll be right back. We'll talk about the poll. Don't go away.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.